Being here today, it's a joy to be able to be with you and to study with you the Word of the Lord and to do all we can to lift each other up in the cause of faith. I always enjoy when Jeff McKinney calls me. He usually has some good news for me, and he has some good news concerning the Thomas, Susan, Nelson, and Carrie Truitt. That they made public confession that they wanted to have the prayers of God's people upon them. And they were sorry for whatever thing that they have done in life, not being able to be faithful in the service of God, and then ask us to pray for them, and especially for Thomas during this time of his sickness. Would you bow? Let's pray. Our Father, hallowed be thy great and good name. Our Father, today we're thankful that we can pray for Thomas and Susan Nelson, for Carrie Truitt, for this family, Father, that confess that they have not been faithful to you. We just pray that you will forgive them and strengthen them and help them now. And especially with Thomas, we pray that you'll help him through this sickness. Help us to encourage the family and lift us up in the most holy faith. Continue to watch over us, Father, and keep us in your loving care. In Jesus' name, amen. Appreciate Jake in prayer, and Jerry, you reading the scripture this morning. And certainly we're grateful indeed for the good singing. Freddie always does a great job in the singing of the Word of God. And certainly we want to encourage each other in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I already miss him, don't you? I mean, Mike. I know you love him, and I do too. And we appreciate Mike and Mary and Jackson and Sam, the good work that they're in the kingdom of God. And even though we don't like it whenever we share him with someone else and we miss him so much, we're thankful for his wonderful willingness to be used in the kingdom of God. Keep praying for him and for this good family. Glad that you're here today. And if we can help you in any way at all, we want to assist you in doing that. I want this morning to preach a sermon, hopefully not too long, but I want to preach a sermon this morning concerning what Paul said in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. I like that expression, I press on. And Paul, as he writes, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Things behind, I forget. Things before me, I press on toward that. No wonder then, whenever a person, you hear people sometimes say, you know, I'm just about ready to quit serving the Lord. Give up doing what? Serving the Lord. You ever remember saying that about yourself? Do you ever come to a point in life where you think that you just can't keep on going? Well, my friends, I want to suggest to you this morning, you and I need to learn a lesson to encourage us to remember there was a man that had done a lot of things that he should not have done. His name was Paul, as we mentioned in the class a few moments ago. Why, this man could write later on once he's converted, in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You don't hear many people go around saying, I am a chief sinner that's been converted. I am a person that did a lot of things that I should not have done, but I've tried to take care of it. I'm forgetting those things that are behind. And I'm doing what? I'm pressing on. No wonder in Romans 5, 8, and 9. The Bible tells us that we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. There is forgiveness. And what a joy that must have been to this man who wrote these words. What causes people just to quit coming to worship? How many times have you not been at worship when you could have been? You chose not to do it. How many times you quit reading your Bible? Well, that's just a fundamental requirement for you because God's speaking to you through His Word. Have you just quit reading the Word of God? How many times have you said, I don't know, my prayer's just not doing any good, and you quit praying? My friend, I want to suggest to you, there was a woman that I read the story about that I want to share with you this morning, and here's how the story goes. It was a fog-shrouded morning, July 4th, 1952. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio during that time. And I never will forget how cold it can be up there at different times and then warm in the summertime. But on July the 4th, 1952, this woman's name was Florence Chadwick. She waded into the water off of Catalina Island. She intended to swim the channel from the island to the California coast. Long-distance swimming was not new to her. She had been the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. The water was cold. It was a numbing cold on that day. The fog was so thick, she could hardly see the boats in her party. Here's what she's doing. She's going to try to swim a long distance. And the Bible, rather the record tells us here, that it was so thick the fog was, she could hardly see those boats that were in her party. Several times, sharks had to be driven away with rifle fire. She swam more than 15 hours. 15 hours before she asked to be taken out of the water. Her trainer tried to encourage her to swim on since they were so close to land. But when Florence looked, all she saw was fog. So she quit. Only 1/2 mile from her goal. Later she said, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it. It wasn't the cold or fear of exhaustion that caused Florence Chadwick to fail. It was the fog. Many things, times we too fall. Not because we're afraid of, because of the peer pressure or because of anything other than the fact that we lose sight of the goal. Paul said, I've got my sight set on a goal. I'm going to do what? I'm going to press on. That's why Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 2 months later, this woman, Florence Chadwick, walked off the same beach into the same channel and swam the distance, setting a new speed record because she could see the land. Why do we give up? There is a goal set. We need to be looking at that mark and doing everything we possibly can. And remember what Paul said, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. There's a song we sing sometimes, none of self and all of thee. Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a time could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee. All of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee. When I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee. Yet he found me, I beheld him bleeding on the cursed tree. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee. And some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee. Day by day, his tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee. Friends, are you listening? Less of self and more of thee. Less of self and more of thee. Less of self and more of thee. Brought the memory lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee. Higher than the highest heavens, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee. I hadn't reached that yet, have you? not of self and all for Thee, none of self and all of Thee. Lord, Thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of Thee. So many of us can say with Paul that we certainly haven't attained where we want to be in Christ. We still fight the temptations of Satan that try to derail us, cause the shipwreck of our faith. But our hearts lead us on in a pursuit to get to God. And we can say, none of self, but all of Thee. There's a prayer that perhaps would be helpful to us. Father, forgive my complacency. Purify my heart, that its single focus might be on You. Help me to pursue You only, not turning to the right or to the left. Help me, guide me, lead me on, in Jesus' name. Amen. Three different translations of this verse. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we sing that beautiful hymn, I'm pressing on to higher ground. I'm pressing on to higher ground, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where those abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith is called the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I'm found. Lord, plant my feet. Are you saying that? Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. When you're depressed, and we do, sometimes we get so depressed. What are we going to do? We're going to press on. We're not giving in to depression. We're going to do what? We're going to remember the Hebrew letter. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave you. Friend, that's what the Lord says. Who does the Lord say that to? He says it to you and He says it to me. Ah, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, not some of your heart. On higher ground you want to be. You're pressing on. Lord, help me to press on, even though I may be so depressed. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. When Satan tries to derail you from your goal, being with Jesus, just use the language of the Lord, would you? Get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus did that. What does He say? I press on. You get behind me, not before me. When troubles arise, and boy, they will. Oh, my friend, when troubles arise with Paul, you can say, I press on. Luke 9:62 says, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. What does it say to you? What does it say to me? When your heart is breaking over some sin that you have committed, you know you did wrong, do you immediately try to get rid of it by seeking God's forgiveness and over the loss of even a dear friend? Admit your sins, just like Peter told Simon in Acts 8:22-24. Repent of this thy wickedness and pray God that the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. I press on, Paul would say. When sickness comes, and boy, Isn't that tough? It's rough when your wife is sick or your husband is sick. It's rough when mom and daddy are going through difficult times. Yes, it surely is. James says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And Paul said with James, I press on when financial troubles arise. And they will. And you are at a loss to know what to do. Ask God to help you. And I can assure you that it will be forthcoming. Acts 4, verse 19, but my God, the God I serve, the God you serve, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Paul said, I will press on. When problems in the family arise, if there's disturbances between husbands and wives, if there's a divorce contemplating sometimes going through, what do we need? We need help. From whom? Look what the Hebrew writer says. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And with Paul, we can say, I press on. When you can't sleep. Boy, I've had those, haven't you? You try to make the best of the day God has given you. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118 and verse 24. And you do not give up. You can say with Paul, I will press on. I'll not give up. I will press on. And then when death comes, takes our loved ones. People are sitting in these pews in this building this morning who used to have their loved ones sitting next to them. Some husband is having to go through all kinds of difficulties and trying to adjust without his beloved wife. Some wife is sitting in this building today trying to adjust what it's like to be alone. Friend, when you need that, you go through it. We need to hear something and listen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And with Paul, 1 Thessalonians 4:18, Paul could say, I press on. Paul kept pressing on, never giving up. Shortly before he died, he could say these immortal words. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of life which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appointment. Are you a baptized believer? Have you been baptized into Jesus Christ? Did you know what God did for you to make it possible for you when you come to the age of ability and you have therefore the strength and you know what the Lord teaches you to do? You need to do something. You need to be baptized. Why? The Bible tells us even Paul could say that Ananias told him, and now, why tarriest thou? What to do? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Call in on the name of the Lord. You may be a young man or a young woman. You may be in this congregation today. You may know what's right from wrong. You know that you're lost right now. Oh, as Mike would say, yes, be baptized, because He's telling you what the Lord wants you to do. And when Saul was told, he immediately arose and was baptized. If you're a Christian and you have some questions that you should contemplate, surely would be Am I a faithful Christian? Three people acknowledged this week, this last week now. You know what? What if you died in that condition? Friend, the Bible tells you you don't have to. But you do have to admit it. You have to do what God tells you. And it's only you that can do it. If this was the last time that you have on this earth to make your right with God, what will you do with it now? Can you honestly say this morning you're ready? That your life, not somebody else's, your life is exactly as God wants it to be. I hope you can. But if you can't, you need to do something about your soul. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is to read James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. 1 John 2. Listen to what John says. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not, yet if any man sin. We have an advocate, the Father, the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but for the sin of the whole world, for the whole world. And remember, John says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 and verse 9. I press on. Paul said, I do it. What's his encouraging you? What is he doing for me? Don't give up. Press on. Young man, you just keep getting smarter and wise in the kingdom of God. Young lady, give your heart and life to the Lord. Just keep pressing on. Mothers and daddies, husbands and wives, grandmas and grandpas. What we've got to do is to remember what Paul said. There's one thing that I do, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward those things which are before. I press on to the prize that is calling, the prize that's found in Jesus Christ. That goal to get it at the end. Someone wrote, Lord, hold my hand. Show me the way. Help me be grateful every day. Show me the difference between right and wrong. Keep me safe, Lord, all night long. Give me direction on what to do. Lord, lead the way. I trust you. Are you subject to the invitation of Jesus Christ? He loved you so much, and we love you too. If we can help you in any way, won't you come and obey the Lord while together we stand and while